各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, dearly beloved brothers and sisters.
今天早上要跟大家一起来查考有关于领导者与传承这个题目。
And this morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is leaders and the transfers of the baton.
那么这个呢是很重要的真理。
This is a very important truth.
我们呢要走回到圣经里面。
We need to go back to the Bible.
但是我们首先要了解什么叫做领导者。
But we first need to come to a realization, understand what is a leader.
按照主耶稣所说的。
According to what Lord Jesus Christ said.
谁愿意为大，就要做众人的仆人。
Whoever who is greater must be the servants of for the others.
这是非常重要的观念。
This is a very important concept.
现在很多的公司企业都已经有了这样的观念了。
And even in businesses and different corporations, they have this concept.
以前最高领导者是高高在上。
In the past, the leaders of the company is always high up there.
所以常常有人用三角形来说明。
And they often would describe this in a triangle relation.
顶尖那个地方就是领导者。
The top of the tip of the triangle is the leaders.
那最下面的就被领导的。
And the people on the bottoms are the people being led.
但是现在的观念改变了。
But now the concepts have changed.
就是把这三角形倒过来。
Which is to turn this triangle upside down.
顶尖的反而在最下面。
The top now is at the very bottom.
那一般的大众在最上面。
And the people that is more in number now is greater on
top. 那么这就是符合主耶稣的教导。
And this now is according to the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看一下马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音十三章。
Mark chapter 13.
马可福音十三章。
Mark chapter 13.
第十章第十章。
Sorry, Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章四十二节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 42.
耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：“你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的。”治理他们有大臣超权管束他们，四十三节，只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，四十四节，在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。这是主耶稣的教导。
This is the teaching of Jesus.
现在很多的这些公司企业的领导者呢，已经发现了这个真理。
And now many corporations and businesses have come to understand this.
公司里头的董事长要常常去关心下面的总经理他们需要什么帮助。
The CEOs in the company now need to care for the managers and the people that are under them.
这些经理也要去关心下面那些职员需要什么帮助。
And these managers of the company will need to care for the workers that work under him.
然后服侍他们。
And then to serve them.
下面的职员要去关心顾客需要什么帮助。
And then all the workers in the company need to take care of the customers in the company.
然后要帮助他们。
And then to help and assist them.
那么在教会也是一样。
This is the same in the church.
长老只是传道，常常要去思考这些教会负责人需要什么帮助。
The elders, deacons, and the preachers need to come to understand if the board members in the church need any assistance or not.
那么负责人就需要去关心弟兄姐妹需要我帮助什么呢？
And the board members need to take care of and also the needs of the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹要去关心慕道者需要我帮助什么呢？
And all the brothers and sisters in the church need to take care of the truth seekers that come to the church.
所以简单的说，领导者就是仆人。
So therefore, in a very easy way to conclude this, is that the leaders are like servants.
我们在圣工上的各个层次，我们都扮演了这个领导者的角色。
And in different aspects of the holy work, we're all as leaders.
所以我们都是仆人。
Therefore, we're all servants.
那么首先我们用谁是教会的领导者呢？
First, we could use and ask who are the leaders of the church.
从以弗所书第四章十一节来看。
From Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11.
那里说到他所事的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师教师。
There it says, It was he who gave some apostles, some to prophets, some to evangelists, and some to the pastors and teachers.
那么这些人呢，就是要去帮助圣徒各尽其职，来建立基督的身体，就是教会。
And these people are to assist the body of Christ, which is the church.
啊，所以教会的建立就是要借着这些啊教会的这些领导者呢，来帮助每一个人呢，能够尽自己的本分。
And therefore, to establish the church, we need all of these leaders in the church to help assist and establish this.
那我们就能够建立一个健康的教会。
And only then we can establish this healthy church.
哎，那么首先我们要了解到这个啊新约的教会呢，它是建立在使徒跟先知的根基上面。
We first have to come to understanding that the churches in the New Testament is established upon the apostles.
有基督耶稣做我们的啊这个房角石。
And there is the cornerstone, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从这里我们就可以知道说，使徒先知他们已完成时代性的任务了。
Therefore, we can see that the apostles of that time and also the disciples have completed their mission.
所以现在教会呢，就有三个重要的角色，就是啊传福音的。有牧者，有教师。
And therefore, there are three very important roles in the church, which is the preachers, the elders, and the teachers, evangelists, and also the missionaries.
传福音的啊，就是传道人。
The evangelists are just like the preachers.
中文圣经翻译那个牧师啊。
And the Chinese Bible transferred to pastor.
哎，那个就是牧者的意思。
That means in the Chinese meaning is the shepherd.
这个牧者呢，从我们等一下会介绍那个《使徒行传》二十章那里记载，牧者其实就是长老了。
And the pastors, which is the shepherd in Acts chapter 20, there records that it is as is just like the elders of the church.
那这个教师的角色呢
？Who are the roles of the teacher?
假如我们看到提摩太前书第三章那里提到执事这个角色。
And the roles of the teacher mentioned in First Timothy chapter 3 is the roles of the deacons.
我们来看提摩太前书的第三章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 3.
第三章，第八节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 8.
做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财。第九节
Verse 9,
要存清洁的心良心固守真道的奥秘，这里提特别强调执事有一个职责，就是要固守真道的奥秘。
There is deeply emphasized that the deacons have a very important duty is they must keep hold of the deep truth of faith.
这个固守真道奥秘就是要教导弟兄姐妹啊，要认识真理。
To keep hold of the truth, deep truth and faith is to teach the brothers and sisters about this truth.
所以执事不只是要工作，还要固守真道。
So the roles of deacon is not only to work for the church, but also to keep hold of the deep truth and of the faith.
他在抓住真理的原则的侍奉呢，就是在教导真理了。
And for them to grab hold of this truth and also to do work by using this truth.
所以我从这三方面来看今天教会这些的领导者的角色。
Therefore, I use these three different aspects to see the roles of the leaders in the church.
所以呢，传道者就是使徒先知的这个接棒人。
And the preachers of the church is the receives the baton from the apostles and the prophets.
我们来看一下提摩太后书第四章第一节。
Let's turn to First Timothy.
提摩太后书
Second Timothy.
第四章的第一节。
Sorry, Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人和死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度来嘱咐你。这里提到这个保罗呢，他是一个使徒，在神的面前非常的慎重，把在神国的重要的事情来吩咐这个提摩太。
And here in chapter 4, verse 1, can see Paul, he is apostle of the Lord, and he, with great emphasis and also respect, in the presence of the Lord, he shows Timothy what he needs to do.
所以传道者就是继承使徒时代那个使徒们的他们的那些任务。
And the apostles, the preachers, is just like the apostles of the past, which they need to take on the duties.
好，那第二个就是长老。
The second is elders.
长老就是在使徒在各教会当中所显立的监督。
And they're overseers selected by apostles.
好，我们看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Verse
28. 圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。这里呢，特别提到啊，圣灵立这些监督，就是要牧养神的教会。
Here we can see that the Holy Spirit has made them overseers, and the reason for that is so that they could shepherd the church.
所以牧羊这个字眼呢，跟牧师那个字眼是一样的。
And therefore the name shepherd is the same word as the meaning of pastors.
啊，所以这个长老呢，就负起啊这个牧者的这个角色。
And therefore the elders of the church play the role of the shepherds.
那执事呢？
What about the deacons?
通常我们都会引用使徒行传六章一节到七节，这里说那七位啊被显出来管理饭食的就是执事。
And we often use Acts chapter 6 and the recordings there, the people that had suffered were the deacons.
那可能是后来啊翻译圣经的人啊啊把它加进去了。
And it might have been the later translations of the Bible that this was added in.
我们看《使徒行传》第这个二十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 21.
第二十一章的第八节。
Acts chapter 21, verse 8.
说第八天呢，我们离开那里，来到该撒利亚，就进了传福音的腓力家里，和他同住。他是那七个执事的一个。这里特别记载说。腓力啊，就是那七个执事的一个。
Here it clearly records that Philip, the evangelist, one of the seven.
中文把执事加进去了。
It is the Chinese version that they have added the word deacon in.
原来啊，没有这两个执事。
But in the English version, and in
原来只是说腓力是那七个当中的一个而已。
Because in English version, it only says Philip, one of the seven.
不过翻译圣经的人把他认为说，这应该叫做执事啊。
And the person who translated the Bible thought that he should be a deacon.
我想，这个也是讲得通啊。
I guess you could say this is not all wrong.
因为执事这个字眼呢、啊，是说在灰尘当中啊奔跑的人。
Because the name deacon is the meaning that is the man who runs within all the dust.
那么《使徒行传》六章里头所记载那七个啊管理饭食的。
And in Acts, there, when it recorded the seven who were the chosen of the seven in chapter 6.
他们有好名声，有信心，又圣灵充满。
And not only that they had a good reputation, but they were also fervent in their faith.
他们在服侍众人，真的符合这个执事这个意义。
And they served the people just according to what the roles of the deacon should do.
那这使徒啊，为了圣工的需要。从众人当中把他们显立出来。
And these apostles, because the people needed them, therefore they have chosen these, selected these few.
那我们来看看教会的这个组织啊。
And let's see the establishment of the church.
一直到腓立比书的时候，我们就看到有这三个角色。
And until the book of Philippians, you could see these three roles.
就是有长老、有传道、有执事，这打错了，有执事。组成的圣职会
and it's compromise of elders, preachers, and deacons.
那叫做圣职人员会
and they're responsible for the advancement of all the holy work.
这是在我们这个圣经里头，那我们看到了教会发展到最后呢，就是有这个圣职会
and then it is the holy workers, which is like the board members,
来推展整个教会的圣工。
And they're there to promote the holy work of the church.
那我们现在呢，我们的制度还没有达到这样的地步。
Of course, our church right now has not reached this the way that's described.
我们现在呢，教会啊，只有这个职务人员会。
Right now, our church only has holy workers, which is like board members.
好，那我们来看看这个圣职会这三个角色哈、就是长老，我们刚刚说过是牧养跟监督教导。
And then, one of the roles is the, elders, which is responsible for ministering, overseeing, and teaching.
啊，在提多书那里啊，保罗勉励提多要去爱立长老。
In the book of Titus, Paul encouraged, Titus that they should, choose, deacons.
请看提多书的第一章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 1.
啊，在这个保罗要提多去爱立长老的时候呢。提到有几个条件。
He said there are few criteria which a deacon need to have.
啊，在第一章的第六节。
In chapter 1, verse 6.
这里谈到他家人的家里的生活。
It talks about the household of this person.
啊，这里让我们知道长老原来啊是一个好的牧者。
An elder, and therefore we have to understand that.The elder is a good shepherd.
那第七节呢，就是他要做监督，啊，是成为神的管家。
And in verse 7, that he needs to be an overseer and be entrusted with God's work.
啊，就是要管理教会。
Which is to take care of the church.
那么到了第九节呢
？And then to verse 9.
这里他说要坚守所教真实的道理。
That he must hold firmly to the trustworthy message.
啊，要把纯正的教训呢劝化人。
So that he can encourage others by sound doctrine.
把争辩的人驳倒了。
And to refute those who oppose it.
所以长老啊，他必须要有教导真理的能力。
And therefore, an elder needs to have the ability to be able to preach this message of the truth.
所以从提多书里头，我们就会看到，长老就是要牧养、要监督、要教导。
And therefore, from the book of Titus, we can see that the elder needs to minister, oversee, and teach.
这个跟提摩太前书第三章是一样的。
This is just the same as recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
好，那长老呢？啊，我们具体来说，那么他在教会要做什么
？Then what are the responsibilities of the elders in the church?
啊，第一个就是要负责真理的指导工作。
The first is he's responsible for guidance of the church.
因为难免呢、啊，有些人对圣经的了解，并不没有一定，就是并不一致。
Because everyone's understanding of the Bible is not at the same level.
啊，那么这个时候呢，我们就需要长老来教导我们怎么样啊，能够抓住啊真理的啊这个内涵。
And therefore, we would need the elders to teach us and to help us grab hold of what is the content of this truth.
啊，那第二个呢，就是要参与各项圣职灵恩会议，协助先牧政策的拟定。
And the second responsibility is to attend all holy worker meetings, assist in planning of evangelical and pastoral work.
啊，譬如说，家庭要怎么样基督化？
For example, to teach how a family could become Christian-like.
啊，教会要怎么样成为一家的
？How the church can unite and become one family.
福音要怎么样普传到天下去
？And how can you preach and evangelize this message of the truth to all the nations of the world?
这个是长老他要去教导教会啊，要去做这样的决策。
And this is what the elders' role is to teach the church and also to do this.
第三点呢，就是要辅导各教会的职务会或者圣职会。
And the third responsibility is to counsel and care for all churches' council.
现在教会呢，要怎么样去带领
？And how the church can lead?
啊，比如说教会三年、五年以后。要走到哪个地步去
？For example, they would have a plan to see after 3 or 5 years where the church will be and at what stage.
有些教会缺乏指导啊。
There are some churches who lack this counsel.
啊，做一就是一年一年的啊，这就是说做一年算一年了哈。
And then they'll just pass by a year and not thinking about the next year.
有时候你问负责人说，三年以后我们教会要发展到什么地步？
Sometimes you ask a board member 3 years after today, what will happen and what stage our church will be.
有时候他不会啊。
And sometimes they don't understand and they don't know.
我没有想过这样的事情。
And they might answer, "Oh, I never thought about a question like this."
现在教会现况又如何呢
What is the situation right now for the church?
到底信徒的家庭是不是真的以基督为主了？
Are the family members, their own families, are they Christian-like?
在家里有祷告读经的生活吗？
Does the families have, usually pray together and also read the Bible together?
教会真的像一家人了吗？
Is the whole church really like one family?
像这样的事情啊。就必须要用心的去了解。
And all these things we need to come to deeply understanding.
先了解教会现在的现况如何。
To understand what is the situation of the church at this moment.
那才能够拟定要走的方向。
And only then that we can come to understanding of what way we should go on.
做好计划。
And to make plans.
那长老就要去关心到底这个计划执行的怎么样。
And then the elders would need to follow up on the plan to see how the plan is going.
是不是已经达到所预期的目标呢？
Has it reached its goals that set in the beginning?
我想做神的圣工就是要这样的细心了。
And I think when we're doing holy work for the Lord, we need to be very careful with this.
长老还要培植侍奉的人才。
And the responsibility elder also needs to train holy workers.
我们认为我们真教会真的是神所亲自建立的教会。
And because we truly know and understand that our true church is truly the true church of God.
我们所传的真理能够造就人的灵性。
And our truth can edify the spirituality of men.
既然是这样的话。
And if this is so.
那我们就应该有这样的期待。
Then we need to have this kind of hope.
在这样造就信徒当中。
And in the way of edifying the members.
至少能够造就出真的会积极热心参与圣工有知识的这些圣工人员。
We need to create these holy workers who are very zealous in the way they do the holy work.
然后从圣工人员当中按照合乎条件的圣经条件的当中那来选立执事或是长老。
And then within these holy workers, then we choose and elect those who are able to meet up with the criteria of being a deacon and also an elder.
大概我们也发现过去我们安利长职速度非常的慢。
I've realized in the past that when we were electing elders and deacons, it took a very long time.
那我想其中的一个原因就是我们忽略了能够积极的培养这些人才。
And one thing we neglect is that we have forgotten to train these workers.
长老还要执行各项的圣礼。
And also the elders need to perform all sacraments.
第六个是善用属灵的权柄。
And the sixth one is to make good use of spiritual authority.
激励这些圣职人员。
And then to encourage the holy workers.
因为人难免也会软弱的时候。
Because men, sometimes we grow weak.
那么长老就要扮演这样的角色。
And the elders need to play this kind of role.
软弱的时候要给他扶持。
And when they're weak, we assist them.
真的能够做到越侍奉越甘甜。
And indeed, so that we can come to realization, the more we work for him, the sweeter it is.
不是在侍奉当中，越侍奉觉得越痛苦。
It's not when you're doing the holy work for him, you feel all this pain.
有些人就不了解这个道理，就侍奉当中觉得，哇，当负责人很辛苦。
And some do not understand this teaching, and therefore, when they're being a board member, they think it's a lot of pain.
这样就是发生的问题了。
And there's problem.
所以做主的工真的是越侍奉是越甘甜的。
Therefore, when we do the holy work of the Lord, the more we serve him, the sweeter it becomes.
那长老呢？不是这个名义职而已了。
And therefore, an elder is not an honorary title only.
我们从上面所介绍的长老的职责，我们就可以了解这一点。
Because the roles and responsibilities that we just introduced to you of the elder, we can understand this.
不过我们在现在的制度里头因为我们还没走到圣职会的制度。
Because in our councils, we have not reached up to the point of the holy council.
所以现在教会的重心是放在负责人身上。
And the, most of the church depends on the holy workers and all the board members.
重要的工作托付给长老做。
We have not given and handed over the holy works and the important tasks to the elders yet.
所以长老也有他有所难为的地方。
And the elders also have their problems of, within this of their own.
我们就是 一直想要朝着圣经的方向来走。
We need to pursue after the way of the Bible.
好，那譬如说我们遇到下列这几个问题。
And when we face the problems listed here.
譬如说家庭聚会推行不利的时候。
For example, when family service are not strongly encouraged.
信徒之间没有默契，缺乏默契了。
And members lack mutual understanding.
信心冷淡了。
Faith becomes cold.
教会没有显著的成长。
And the church growth is not obvious.
啊，这谁应该来关心呢？
Who needs to take care of these?
啊，譬如说我们后面也有几个问题。
And there are some other problems.
譬如说信徒信仰的素质为什么不能提升？
Why is it the faith of believers not have been able to advance?
教会为什么还没有达到一家人的精神？
Why is the church does not have the spirit of one
family? 人才的培育呢？为什么还没有明确的计划？
Why isn't there plans for training talents?
同工之间啊，没有建立互信。
Why isn't there trust between coworkers?
宣道的策略呢？为什么没有果效？
Why is evangelist strategy ineffective?
一个教会五年之后，为什么还不能够分设教会？
And why isn't there expansions for the church after 5 years?
这些问题到底在哪里？
Then where do all these problems lie?
啊，当然这是每个人都可以去想这个问题。
I'm sure all of you can think upon these problems.
但是这些问题呢，谁来关心呢？
But who should solve these problems?
啊，当然长老他要来监督这样的工作了。
Of course, the elders need to do follow up and also to assist with this work.
啊，他可以跟执事、跟传道者大家来商量。
And he could have discussions with the deacons and also the preachers.
然后呢，提出具体的指导策略。
And to make specific strategy suggestions.
提到会议里头啊，来做这个决议。
And to make these suggestions to the church board members.
啊，然后呢，长老就督导这个计划要怎么样去落实去执行。
And then the elder should direct the realization of the plan.
啊，那么这个就是真的非常重要的一件事情。
This is something that's very crucial and important.
只要一年能够解决一件两件呢，我想这个就了不起了。
If it takes you 1 year to solve one of the two, one or two problems, this is something already very amazing.
那么教会啊，当然就会很健康的啊，在发展。
And of course, the church will grow very healthily.
啊，那么执事呢，他要做什么
？Then what are the roles of the deacons?
啊，尤其我们去年呢，立了几个执事。
And in the past year, we have elected a few deacons.
执事要扮演什么角色
？Then what are the roles of the deacons?
啊，就是要参与按着恩赐啊，参与教会的圣工。
And according to their gifts, they participate in church work.
啊，那么啊，执行长老跟传道所交托的工作。
And to execute work entrusted by the elders.
好，那再来就是要参与执会啊，来拟定教会发展的策略。
And next is to participate in holy workers meetings and to plan church growth strategy.
再来就要善用属灵权柄，积极侍奉。
And then to make good use of spiritual authority, serve proactively, glorify God.
什么叫属灵权柄？
Then what is the spiritual authority?
就是说教会交托我们的工作。
And that is the work that's entrusted to them.
我们知道要达到什么样的目标。
They have to know what goals and what points they have to reach up to.
方向要清楚。
They have to know their direction.
假如我们做事情没有方向，
If we do not have a sense of direction when we're doing the work,
信徒怎么跟我们一起做事情呢？
Then how will the members of the church follow us?
所以一个有方向的人自然他就有这样的权柄。
Therefore, a person with a sense of direction, then they will have this kind of spiritual authority.
这个方向来自于靠着圣灵的祷告。
Sense of direction comes from the prayer.
啊，神会指示我们很清楚的这个方向。
And with the Holy Spirit in your prayer, the Lord will guide you this way.
然后就是要坚守真理的立场。
And then to stand firm in the faith.
不但要有爱心，还要有公义了。
And not only you need to be righteous, but you need to have love.
啊，所以必须要有这几方面的表现呢。
So you need to have these few points.
那么自然属灵权柄就产生了。
And then naturally the spiritual authority will arise.
所以在侍奉上。就会显得积极，不会打退堂鼓，不会消极。
And during when serving, doing the holy work, then you'll serve proactively.
啊，所侍奉呢能够荣耀神。
And the servitude that you do will glorify God.
好，那么执事要恩赐参与什么？参与各项圣工。
And the deacons need to participate in church work according to gifts.
啊，那么这个圣职会里头啊，可以分设 教牧、宣道、文宣、总务、财务等等的这个工作。
And the ordained worker council divides into departments of religious affair, evangelist department, literary ministry, general affairs, and financial affair.
那这个就是要有执事群啊，来分工合作。
And this needs the help of the deacons, needs to assist this work.
来协助长老的工作。
And also to assist the work of the elder.
好，那我们来看看这个各小组的工作。
Now we see the religious to different departments of the church.
比如说教牧小组。
For example, the religious affairs department.
我想这个我们大家很熟悉，我们教会有教牧的负责人。
We are all very familiar with this because we have the board member which is in charge of the religious affairs department.
他要协助宗教教育跟各种团体的推动。
And what this person needs to do is assist the motivation of RE and fellowship activities.
他要协助信徒的读经。祷告的这个运动。
They also need to assist the motivation of believers daily Bible reading and prayer.
他还要这个强化真理研究的风气，来提升讲道的品质。
And also to increase the spirit of truth research to raise the quality of sermons.
能够让信徒知道这个真理怎么活用在生活上面。
And to let the members understand and know how you can use the truth learned in our daily lives.
那么要帮助一些联恩会啦，还有一些特别的聚会。
And also to assist with the spiritual convocation, also special services.
当然，在祷告会的时候要帮助按手祷告。
And during prayer time, they need to assist with the laying of hands.
好，那还有呢，协助这个教会呢那个研拟工作的计划，这个教牧的工作计划。
And to lead regions and coordinators centers to set holy work plans.
还有呢，要推展神学的原生教育。
And also assist the growth of continuing education.
那我们信徒也有这个机会有系统的来学习真理。
So that our members will have a correct and very well-organized system of learning the truth.
再来就是帮助这个家庭婚姻。跟这个就是婚姻的辅导。
And to assist family and marriage counseling.
那么辅导信徒的信仰生活。
And to counsel believers' spiritual lives.
我想这些都是很实际的问题。
I'm sure all of these are very practical
things. 你看单单一个教牧的工作。
And therefore, just a role of the religious affairs department.
就有那么多的工作了。
They have so many tasks that they must do.
一个执事若只是负责这样的一个工作，那实在是很繁复，很多了。
And if one deacon is in charge of all these tasks. Indeed, this is very, there's a lot of things for them to do.
所以我想教会就是说能够培养更多好的人才来成为执事，来推动这教会圣工。
So I think it's good is to, as a church, to train more workers suitable to become elected as deacons.
好，比如宣道小组。
And then there's the evangelism department.
他要策划教区里面的各项开拓工作。
We need to assist regional evangelistic work.
比如说我们这个加拿大这个联络处。
For example, the CCC.
加拿大那么大，要怎么样开拓这个福音工作
？Canada is so big, but how can we go out to evangelize?
那么各个教会有很多人才，宣道人才怎么整合
？And each church has the evangelism department. How they could combine as one?
怎么样带领各教会来做好这布道的工作
？And to guide and coordinate each region's evangelistic resources.
比如说社区的布道要怎么做
？For example, how will we do community evangelism?
如何让我们的社区觉得说，哎呀，我们这教会对这个社区贡献很大
？How to let our community feel that our church has done a lot for this community?
如何透过这个网络的这个工具来传福音？
Through this tool of the internet, we can evangelize.
其实要宣道的这个方法是非常的多。
There are many ways of in which we can evangelize.
其实我们现在也已经具备很多宣道的人才了。
And right now, we already have a lot of people who are gifted in this area.
所以我们要怎么样好好来策划这个工作
？Therefore, how can we come to carefully plan this work of evangelism?
所以这个也需要不少的这些执事们呢。来推动这个工作。
And in that manner, we also need many deacons to help assist.
那在这个总务的工作。
And next is the general affairs department.
要协助这婚丧喜庆啊等等的工作。
They need to assist in weddings, funerals.
啊，在某些特定地区哈、啊，要处理车祸的时候，因为他们制度不好，所以必须要有一些啊教会来帮忙处理了哈、啊。可能我们加拿大不需要这个哈、啊。
And in some places, maybe it's.They would need to assist in resolving car accidents. I'm sure our church, I don't think they need to do that.
那么像协助信徒啊，访问国内外的教会。
And to assist in planning members' tourist needs that when they're coming from out of town.
信徒在访问教会的时候，常常受到很大的造就。
When the members go to visit other churches, they're greatly edified in this trip.
那么教会里头的各种资讯文书的工作啊，这个很重要。
And to guide each region's information administrative needs.
这就要看看，啊，有效率的话呢，我们就会做得很好。
And if this work is effective, it has good endings.
好，这个财务的工作。
And then the work of the financial affairs department.
财务责任不只是收奉献啊，然后支出这样子而已。
Not only the financial department takes in the offering and uses the offering for the church.
其实啊，也应该来帮助信徒来求财求职的关怀工作。
They also need to, and it'd be good to assist in human resource needs to help members learn.
成立爱心基金呢、啊，来帮助同龄。
And to establish relief funds.
啊，好，还有其他有关于开办事业的一种咨询关怀。
And to assist in helping members seeking information for starting a business.
还有财务的管理这些辅导。
And also oversee and counsel financial affairs.
那这个在教会里头，这样的人才也相当多。
And there are many people with this kind of ability in the church.
好，那文宣的工作。
Then what is the job of the literary ministry department?
一个教会应该要有一个会讯。
The church, each church should have their own newsletter.
不但能够让信徒之间彼此有很好的沟通。
Not only so that it helps the communication of the members in the church.
也可以让慕道者啊了解到，哎呀，教会现在的情形怎么样
？But also let the truth seekers know what is the situation of the church.
啊，那么让大家都能够得到及时这个消息。
So that they can receive news of the church.
啊，那么这些资料能够建立起来呢，就成为我们地方教会的很重要的历史资料。
And when all of these information have been gathered, then it can become a part of a history of this church.
尤其我们加拿大现在是一个多元化的社会。
Especially in Canada, it's a very multicultural place.
啊，那可能就要有很多的文宣品来满足各种族的需要。
We might need different literary things to help assist with the different cultural needs.
啊，所以这些都必须要呢，经过训练，啊的这些。执事们呢、啊，来负担这个工作。
And these deacons need to go through special trainings to assist with this kind of work.
好，所以执事呢是推动教会圣工的主力。
Therefore, deacons are the main driving force for the church holy work.
啊，所以我们呢、啊、必须要立啊，可以说多立好的执事、啊、来推展圣工。
Therefore, we need to ordain more deacons in order to promote holy work.
啊。那我们提到说管理饭食的啊，就必须要有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
And just like for those who are responsible for distributing food, need good reputation, filled with the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom.
更何况要立执事的话呢，更需要具备这样的条件。
And it's even we need to emphasize even more greatly when it's a deacon.
好，但是在我们现行的制度里面呢。
But right now, it's in our actual church board.
比如说，有些执事没有被选为负责人。
Some of the deacons were not elected as board members.
可能会产生下面的情形。
And this might cause a few things listed here.
有些执事啊，他以为说我现在不是负责人了。
And some deacons would think that because that he or she is no longer a board member.
有些就比较被动的啊，被安排圣工。
Then there will not be There will be only assigned holy work when they are need to.
协助负责人工作。
And they just assist board members.
我们刚刚说过，执事是协助长老工作。
But we just mentioned deacons need to assist the work of the elder.
但是现在制度变成协助负责人工作。
But now it seems like the deacons are assisting the work of the board members.
负责人成为今天教会圣工的主力了。
And it seems as if the board members of today have been the main power of the church.
好，那负责若不是现任执事若不是现任的负责人，还有另外一个现象。
There's another situation that will happen when deacons is not on the church board.
有些执事他非常积极，他认为教会的兴衰是我的责任。
And there's some deacons that are very proactive, and they want, and they think that it's the responsibility of the church is lays upon them.
所以他就很关心每一样的工作。
And really care about all the holy work of the church.
就难免呢，就会引起负责人的一种，就是跟负责人的职责就产生混淆了。
And then their responsibility is easily confused with the church board responsibility and creates conflict.
我现在当教会里执事，怎么管我那么多呢？
And right now, I'm a church board member, and why should you tell me what to do?
所以产生有时会产生对立。
And therefore, sometimes you will create this conflict.
所以这个我们要来去防备它。
We need to prevent this from happening.
那么长老这个打错了，长执哈，长老执事应该来承担负责人的角色。
And elders and deacons should take up the role and responsibilities.
因为我们刚刚说过，长老就是要负起监督、牧养、教导的责任。
Because we just talked about elders should take up the responsibilities of overseeing, pastoring, and teaching.
那么执事就协助长老。
And then the deacons will assist the elders.
比如说教牧长老底下，一定有一些教牧执事。
And for the elders, there must be deacons.
那么。能够有这样子的话呢，那圣工应该可以说好，能够好好的推展。
And if you have this, then the holy work of the church will be greatly will prosper.
那在这里我们提到对现行教会负责人制度的检讨。
And it's the evaluation of current system of the church board.
教会负责人实在是不能够取代长老执事的职责。
And the church board is not taking the place of the elder or deacon.
我们通常在选举的时候，没有去思考他们这些负责人有没有经过怎么样的训练有没有可以说经过考验。
And when we're electing board members, have we really ever thought about have these people that you have chosen actually went through specific trainings?
我经常碰到一些负责人来问我传道，我现在要推展圣工。不知道怎么做才好啊。
I've had some board members come ask me, preacher, I need to do the work of evangelizing. I don't know what to do.
他们真的有这些的困扰。
And they truly have these kinds of problems.
所以教会负责人就应该是属于教会各种项目事工的负责才对。
And therefore, the church board is responsible for the work in the church.
好。那么教会负责人是教会还没有显立足够长老执事之前的暂时办法。
And the church board is a temporary system if a church does not have elders or deacons.
所以我们没有足够的长执，我们没办法推行圣执会。
And if we do not have enough elders and deacons, then we cannot have a ordained church board.
好，那我们来看这个为了教会组织的转型哈。
Then we look at the transformation of the future church organization.
第一个就是我们以前是有负责人会。
First is we used to have a administrative board.
那就是说各国的负责人加传道者。
Which is each department heads and also the preacher.
现在的执事会
And now it's church board.
就是各国负责人加长执加传道。
Which is each department heads, elders and preachers and also deacons.
那么以后的圣执会。
And in the future, the ministerial board,
就是由长老、执事、传道组成
which is composed of elders, preachers, and deacons.
那就是说，要怎么样从负责人会转型到圣职联谊会
How can we transform from the church board to our ordained worker council?
就是我们应该做哪些准备呢
And what are some of the preparations that we need to have?
第一个就是说，要明确的这个托付长老、执事这个职责。
The first is the church should clearly define the role of elder and deacon to promote divine work.
比如说现在有些执事没有当负责人，他有什么职责呢
？For example, some of the deacons who are not on the board member, on the board committee, and what are the responsibilities that they have?
一般教会大概对于这些执事们或长老们没有什么特别的职责给他们。
And usually the church does not give much tasks or responsibility to the elders and deacons in the church.
不合适了哈。
And this indeed is not right.
所以教会要做这个准备。
So the church needs to have this kind of preparation.
第二个呢?
The second.
教会要有人才的培训。
A church must have a plan of cultivating manpower.
我们下一节会谈这个问题。
And the next session we're going to talk about this.
我们有人才培训，我们就能够不断地来案例长职。
If we have the cultivation manpower program, then we can continuing to ordain elders and ministers.
否则的话呢，立了几个执事以后，就隔了很久才再立。
And after you ordain a few deacons, it'll probably take another very long time to ordain others.
有些教会啊。20年、30年了，才立了三个执事、四个执事。
And for some churches, after 20 or 30 years, they've only ordained 2 or 3 deacons.
所以一直当然没办法走上圣职会的这个目标。
So they could not reach to the point of the ordained holy worker council.
好，那在长老执事协力办法。
And the preparation.Next is there must be a clear way to select elders and deacons.
比如说，要怎么样去推荐这些人选来被立为长职？
And what should we do to promote these people to become ordained ministers and deacons?
要怎么样审查？
Then what are some ways that we can do check up on that?
然后要如何让怎么样让全体的信徒得到认同？
So that the whole members of the church will be able to come to a same agreement.
当然，我们就要制定这个很清楚的这个方法出来。
We need to set out a very clear and precise way.
好，那再来就是长职的这个在职训练。
And then it's the focus on continual education.
这个也是我们必须要做准备了。
And this is something that we need to focus
on. 一些长职被立了以后，因为缺乏训练。
And some ordain deacons and ministers after they've been ordained, they lack.
发挥不出他应有的功效出来。
They lack their experiences, and therefore they cannot meet up to what they're potentially able.
那再来就是说，我们要走向圣职会啊，我们必须要有很好的沟通宣导，然后呢，修订教会的组织建制。
To reach to the point to have an ordained church board member, then we need to improve on communication evangelism.
这是我这一节简单来介绍有关于这个现行的制度要如何回归到圣经。
And in this manner, I briefly tell you about how the transfers and how we should pass on to the next generations with this.According to the Bible.
所以我们要有好的这些圣工人员呢，我们接着要来谈的就是如何做好训练工作。
And we need to first have these good holy workers. Then the next session we're going to talk about how we can do this holy work.
现在我们来休息一下，同心默祷。
We now have to take a short rest as I'll pray in silence.